Seed, or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com.
NewTech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School. It's time for the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda on the NewTech Seed pregame show. Tonight, we are bringing you the 4-5 and 3-6 matchups from Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic. Up first, the 4th seed Ord Lady Chanticleers take on the Lady Centurions of Centura. Then the 3rd seed and defending champion Kearney Catholic Lady Stars will take on the 6th seed Donovan Trumbull. Here in the Lou Platt, they do play the best of 5, so there could be some pretty good fireworks here tonight, as three of these teams we saw just a week and a half ago with Ord, Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic in a triangular up at the Chanticleers home gym. This will be our first look at Centura. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout.
Are you satisfied with your current pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best darn pivot dealer around.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
And now let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's match, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank of Kearney. See Five Points Bank today, and they can take care of your banking and make it simple. Better choices, better service from Five Points Bank in Kearney. For the 5th seed tonight, the Centura Lady Centurions, their service rotation looks like this. Number 3 is a 5'10" junior in Casey Kolakowski. Number 10 is a 5'8" junior in Emily Wells. Number 12, a 5'11" sophomore in Maddie Roth. Number 16 is a freshman, and that is 5'8" freshman Madison Myers. She's followed by number 6, a 5'8" sophomore Michaela Hansen, and number 15, a 5'10" junior Annika Gleason. The libero is Mariah Neville, 5'5" junior, wears number 2. Head coach of the Centurions is Allison Feeney, assisted by Donna Young and Patrick Miller. They are 12-8 on the season. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, number 13 is a 6-foot sophomore middle blocker, Kate Grant. Number 5, 5'7" sophomore outside hitter, Cassidy Giddison. Number 14, 5'8" freshman middle blocker is Andrea Carson. Number 11, 5'9" senior middle blocker is Melody Reese. Number 2, 5'7" sophomore center is Morgan Alexander. Number 3, 5'8" junior outside hitter, Kenzie Drudick. And the libero is number 1, a 5'3" senior, Tierra Krummel. The head coach of the Ord Chanticleers is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen, Jody Peets, and Leanne Smith. The Chants are 13-9 on the season. They played Centura earlier this year. Centura won that in 3 games at the Centura Triangular, the same night that Ord knocked off Wood River. So it was kind of one of those where everybody got one, and it was a little bit tougher sledding. The winner of this match will advance on to tomorrow night's 6 o'clock semifinal in Wood River, most likely against the top seed Wood River, who will play the Adams Central Ravenna winner. And then in the bottom half of the bracket, Arcadia Loop City is currently playing Gibbon over at St. Paul. Then the winner gets the Cats, and the winner of that will take on the winner of the Kearney Catholic Donovan Trumbull match tomorrow at about 7:30 over at Wood River. The consolation and championship are scheduled for Thursday. Those are the starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. And we'll be back to get our match underway right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. The Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Tournament is also going on tonight in Overton and in Elm Creek, and some score updates for you. We will give those to you in just Elwood defeating Loomis in the first set 25-19, while Pleasanton and Eustis Farnham have split their two sets and are headed to a third set over at Elm Creek. We'll take a break and be back with more after this timeout.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And the pregame festivities have been taken care of, starting lineups, national anthem, introductions, and we are ready to bring you some high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Caro, and Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're glad you've joined us for exclusive coverage of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. As we told you, there are action going on at Wood River and St. Paul tonight. Adams Central playing Ravenna. Kind of a shock, Adams Central, the eighth seed. They've been playing some good volleyball. In fact, knocked off Ord last week. And then Arcadia Loup City is playing Gibbon. And we will have updates on those matches for you as well. Again, earlier tonight, it was Eustis Farnham taking the first set from Pleasanton 25-13. And then Pleasanton rallied to take game two 25-20. So they're headed to a third set, and Elwood beat Loomis in the first set of their match 25-19. Here, Centura and Ord, quite the matchup in the quarterfinals here of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Ord has had plenty of success, but Centura is one of those teams that is on the rise, and they are led by Casey Krolikowski, 164 kills, second to Maddie Roth on this team. Roth also strong at the net with her block. And Centura has won the toss, so they will serve it away, and we will begin the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. And it's a deep serve and out of bounds. And so Ord will get the first point here. And that's one of the things, yeah, you're playing on the road, but you're playing somewhere where the other team is not at home either. Getting used to this court for the first time as Tiara Krumel will serve it away. Floats that one into the back row, handled by Centura. They'll set outside, knocked across there by Myers, the freshman. Picked up by the Chanticleers. They'll get a return on the left side by Andrea Carson, also a freshman. Centura goes left again. Different swing this time. It comes from Emily Wells. Picked up by the Chanticleers. Right side, their leading attacker, Cassie Gittison. She's going to drive it home. Gittison with the kill. Mackenzie Drudick leads the way for the Chanticleers. And she will rotate out of that back row into the front here momentarily, but Krumel will pick up the point on serve, and Ord's up 2-0 in this first set. Serve it down the left side, back set right side, half tap across by the Centurions. It's played close to the net. In fact, reaching over the net and tapping it down is going to be Centura, and give the kill to Matty Roth. There was one where the officials probably could have called Centura over the net, but Ord bounced into the net and kind of bailed him out so that they didn't have to make a call there. And so Centura gets their first point of the match, and driving it across will be Emily Wells on the serve. Middle attack driven across by the Chanticleers and Reese, picked up easily by Centura. Left side attack. Was it off a tip? They think there was a tip. Everyone looking around to see if there was a tip, and they're going to say no, it was out of bounds off the swing of Myers. And the Centura fans not going to like that one. And it's 3-1, Chanticleers. Serving it away will be Gittison. Centura picks it up, sets it right side, driving it across to Wilby Roth, and it's down and good for her second kill. So they're moving Maddie around, the 5'11 sophomore, 3-2. Centura does have a little height with Gleason at 5'10, Roth at 5'11, Krolikowski's also at 5'10. No monster at 6'1 or 2. And serving it away, the libero in Mariah Neville. Overpass by the Chanticleers, out of bounds. That's going to be an ace serve for Centura, and we are knotted up here at 3-3. And Neville gets ready to serve it away again. Neville floats it on the near side, picked up by the Chanticleers and Drudik. Pass right side. The attack by Melanie Reese is dug out in the back row. Centura moves it forward. Middle punch across by Gleason. Ward's got a free ball here to the outside. Half swing, down and good by Carson. Andrea Carson went up to take a big swing and then noticed where the defense was and just came to a complete stop and slapped it over the single blocker. 4-3, Lady Chanticleers. Ord 13-9, Centura 12-8. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Cook here for the Chanticleers. Jordan fires that knuckleball right down the middle. It's going to be returned into the net. Did a great save out of the net that time by Krolikowski. Back over to the Chanticleers. Reese is blocked up front. Ward's got to try it again. Drudik on the attack. Dug out there by Wells, and Centura will have to pass it across. Heck of a point that looked like it was going to be an ace serve, and now we've got a good rally. Right side attack. Reese off the tip. Down and good. Melody Reese took it off the back row. Dig attempt and gets the kill, and Ord is up 5-3. As Jack Potashnik looks on here tonight at Cope Gymnasium, very happy with the outcome of that play. Serving it away now, Cook going for two in a row. And Jordan will float it right down the middle, picked up there by the libero in Neville, then taken off the net. Centura not going to get it to fall. Great one arm up there by Morgan Alexander. Return to the Centurions and a middle tap across by Gleason. Chanticleers now get a shot on offense. Reese down the middle, and it's going to be off the libero, off the ceiling, and good. Second kill for Reese. Centura probably would have been able to play that, but it's shot off the basketball standard that's not quite all the way to the ceiling here at Cope Gymnasium, which is a good high ceiling. Suitable for volleyball, but the basketball standards, six of them are hanging around all over the place. 6-3, Ord with the lead. First set, left side attack blocked up front by Reese. Free ball tipped across by the Chanticleers and Alexander. Nice save, but a lift will be called on Centura. And give Alexander credit for the point. Coming out of that center position, the Chanticleers have now scored four in a row and are up 7-3 here early in game one. Cook taking a long time after the whistle blew, and miss hits the serve into the net. It goes side out here for the Centurions. 7-4 the score, and Centura will drop back to serve number 16, Madison Myers. 5'8 freshman leads them in ace serves because of that powerful jump serve, and they're going to call Ord out of rotation here. Parr and Wells, longtime officials, going to check and see what's going on with the Lou Platte Conference Tournament as they officiate our matches this week. And there is some correction on where Ord was out of rotation. And so that goes down as an ace. Let's try it again. Beautiful jump serve picked up by Krumel. Set to the outside. Here's the attack by Drudik. It's off the back line and good. Kenzie Drudik with her first kill to get the dangerous serve of Madison Myers off that back row. Myers, 47 ace serves so far on the season in 20 matches. And now back to serve it away for the Chanticleers will be Lucy Gebicki, sophomore back row specialist for Ord. Gebicki, nice line drive, picked up in the front row there by Gleason, set to the left, driven across by Krolikowski. Ord has to go near the crowd. They're able to pick it up and tap it over with Alexander. Centura here on the free ball, Gleason in the middle, off the double block, got it down and good. Annika Gleason with her first kill. Side out Centura. Both teams will sub. Centura brings Michaela Hansen back in. And for Ord, it will be the libero in Tierra Krumel. And back to serve it away will be Hansen for Centura. Nice line drive serve. Krumel gets it to Alexander, tries to set it all the way to the other end. Kenzie Drudik is blocked. She digs her own block. They set it back to Kenzie. She'll fire it across up there by Wells. Set it back to Emily just off the net, left side, and net violation called on Ord. So it's not, I'm not saying it's being called tight, but we've had already an out of rotation and a serve. We've had a couple of in the nets. We've had a couple of lifts. And it's 8-7 in favor of the Chanticleers. And Ord trouble picking up the serve here. They do get it over, but another free ball here for the Centurions. They set middle. Here comes Krolikowski, but she's blocked up front by Kate Grant. Grant with the ace block. And Ord now on top, 9-7. I think it should be 10-7, but let's find out. That's what it is right now, and Alexander will serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Picked up by the libero and Neville, and set across here for Centura. If they don't get a good pass, they usually don't get much of a swing, and the Chanticleers go quick, and Grant unloads. Kate Grant, big swing, big attack, and down for point number 10. Ord 10 and Centura 7. Game one, best of five, Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Strong serve that's popped up there by Emily Wells. Set middle. Nice swing by Krolikowski, getting way up in the air. Chanticleers dig it with Krumel and pass it back across. They're going to try Krolikowski. No, they're going to go over her head, and that will work for the kill, Emily Wells. Well, you can see some good strategy there. Great job by the Centura setter to throw off the Ord defense. Thought they would go to the big hitter in Krolikowski and set it right over her head, and Ord couldn't quite get over in time to put the block up. And Annika Gleason now to serve it away. Gleason spins it right down the middle. Picked up by Gevicki to the right side. Kenzie, Drudik, blocked, ace block by Roth. And Maddie Roth closes the gap to one again. It is 10-9. So we've seen some pretty powerful volleyball here in game number one. It's early. And Gleason on the serve. Annika to try and tie it safely down the middle. Picked up there by the Chanticleers, set to the outside, and driving it down easily will be Giddison. Ord already has six different players with a kill, and it is 11-9 Chanticleers, and back to serve it away will be Kenzie Drudik, leading this team in kills. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull will be our next match here on Classic Hits, but that will be some time away. As the attack is taken across softly by Roth, Ord sets right side off the back foot. It's going to be blocked by Krolikowski. Krolikowski blocking the attack of Giddison. And we have a one-point game again at 11-10. And now Krolikowski rotates to the back row. Casey takes a little hop at it. Floats that deep corner. Playing it right on the line is Drudik. Set middle. Swatted across by Grant. Nice pickup and tapped over by Myers. Ord gets back into the offense. Carson on the outside drives it across. Up there in the front row by Wells. Right side is going to be dumped over to Krumel. Chanticleers fake the slide, go left side. Carson off the double block, and it's dug out again in the back row by Hansen. Now Centura goes on the left wing to Wells. Chanticleers dig out. Carson again. She rolls it over the double block. Long rally going here. Centura trying to tie it, and they'll drive it across, and it'll be picked up by Drudik. Now some miscommunication. Ord runs into each other, and they'll have to bump it across. Short set middle. Centura drives it across and finishes the point with Roth. And Maddie Roth gets her third kill, and we are not at 11 here in game one. And we could see five sets of this kind of volleyball, anticipating very tight, long match here between these two clubs that want to get two more matches in this week. Everybody's pretty sure this is a wide-open tournament, and the Chanticleers probably were in the net, but they'll let it go as it's tapped across. Centura's going to get a shot on the right side, blocked up there by Grant, and give her the ace block, number two. Kate Grant, six-foot sophomore, stepping up big. And returning to the front row will be Reese, and Krumel will go back to serve it away as we start our second time through the service rotation. And Krumel fires it across to Gleason, set middle, or excuse me, to Neville, tipped across. Chanticleers set it too tight to the net, and Carson has to go with the offhand just to tip it across. But Centura cannot take advantage. They'll roll it over. Carson gets it to Alexander, quick in the middle of Reese. She'll tap it across, and that'll be good enough for a Chanticleer point. Third kill for Melanie Reese, and Ord recaptures a two-point lead at 13-11. Glad you're along with us tonight here on Classic Hits. Loomis has won the second set over Elwood 25-23 at the FKC tournament, so both of those 7-10 matches headed to a third set. Back here, it's 13-11 award game one. Outside, Carson, good swing, blocked up front. Good blocking game so far at the net for the Centurions. But this time, Reese will get it around that single block and get her fourth kill. Melanie, who was not much of a factor in the triangular we saw 10 days ago up at Ord with the Kearney Catholic and Centura, has come out strong here. And we've got a timeout on the floor called by Centura. So in game one of this Luplat Conference match, it's Ord 14, Centura 11.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska-Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska-Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Don't forget, there's plenty of sports action going on besides volleyball tonight. Game three of the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers at home down 2-0 to the St. Louis Cardinals. First pitch scheduled for 7:07. And at 7:40, Monday Night Football, the Indianapolis Colts in San Diego to take on the Chargers. You can hear that live on ESPN, 1460 and 1550 AM. Opening set, Ord 14, Centura 11. Out of the Centura timeout, Tierra Krummel to continue her serve. Down the middle it goes to Hansen. In the middle will be tapped across there by Roth. Centura gets it right back. Now Roth gets a good swing on it. Krummel with a one arm up. Carson chases it down, but it's not good enough. And a kill for Roth. That'll be her fourth. And Centura gets the ball back out of the timeout. And here comes Brianna Dinas into the ball game. And if you're with us, Dinas and Neville switching numbers on your program. So that's the change tonight if that doesn't match up with what you're looking at. Emily Wells serves. Chanticleers go. Reese drives it across. Strong. Picked up by Krolikowski. Middle attack by Roth. Only player in the back row is Krummel. She picks it up for Ord. Now Carson, and she blocked. Was it in or was it out? I think they're saying it was out and give Ord the point. Centura celebrating like it was theirs. And the Chanticleers will get the kill from Carson. The block being put up there by Krolikowski and Roth. And to serve it across will be Giddison. Centura wastes no time in getting it back, and Reese will just punch it over. Centura goes quick. In the middle, Roth. Dug out by Krummel. She's been playing well early on. Outside Carson over the double block, but it's also deep and out of bounds. So that height making a difference right now for Ord, trying to knock it over and around the Centura block, and that time they sent it deep. Here's Mariah Neville, had an ace last time she was back there. Krummel handles this one right in the middle of the floor. Good quick set for Alexander. It'll be knocked across by Reese. Centura scrambles to pass it back over. Free ball, Chanticleers. Alexander goes quick. Reese drives it straight down, and Centura can't dig it up. Melanie Reese already with five kills, 16-13. Ord here in the opening set. And in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Eustace Farnham takes the third set from Pleasanton 26-24, so they'll advance on to play Elm Creek at approximately 7:15. Axtell and Wilcox-Hildreth up next there. Serves across by the Chanticleers, and Centura goes to the left side. Gleason knocks it across. Ord has to run it down. It'll be slapped over by Claire Bredhauer, who's a back row specialist. Centura again takes it from the left wing with Myers. Dug out. Chanticleers go Drudik. Big swing and an overpass by Centura. Sends it into the middle of the floor. Dumped over by Alexander. Centura digs it out again, and they'll be able to pass it over. Chanticleers still have the chance here, and Reese finally will put it down. Centura doing a great job of keeping the ball up, but not getting many opportunities to put the ball down. And Ord will serve it away again, 17-13. Jordan Cook, who had three in a row last time to get him that mini lead, has a chance to really put some distance between themselves and Centura here in game one. Krolikowski backs at right side. It'll be tapped over for the Centura point. Mariah Neville gets her first kill, and she's the fourth different Centurion to pick up a kill here. Carson back into the back row. Cook slides out of there. And for Centura, Myers to serve. Man, what an ace. Holy moly. She doesn't guide it. She's got it in one hand, tosses it, and hammers it. Ace serve for Madison Myers. Here it is again. Well, you take a lot of time to learn that serve. Great job on the Channing Clears. Get the kill, though. Kenzie Drudik with an equally beautiful far corner attack here. Just the second kill for Drudik, but it gets the dangerous Myers off that service line. She picked up just 1 point on serve both times she's been back there here in the opening game. Now Lucy Gemicki will check in. 18-15. Ord leads it by three. Serve across Centura, close to that. It's tight, and it'll have to be tipped across there by Annika Gleason. So Ord gets a big swing, and Drudik will terminate again. Number three for Kenzie, 19-15. In favor of Ord, they have not trailed in this game. We were tied a couple of times, and it looks like we've got an injury timeout out there for a contact. Contact pops out of the Centurions, Mariah Neville, or excuse me, Brianna Dinas. And they'll get that taken care of as quick as they can. She says she's okay. Our referee, Cindy Parr, says, I've got some of that fluid if you need it for the contacts. 19-15, though, and Gevicki to serve. Takes a run at it and fires that one into the net. So a side out here for Centura on the service error. Again, earlier tonight in Fort Kearney Conference volleyball action, a tight three-setter, Eustace Farnham squeaks by Pleasanton. Loomis and Elwood are currently all tied up in a third set. Action also going on between Adams Central and Ravenna, and Gibbon is playing Loup City Arcadia. Those games are at Wood River and at St. Paul, respectively. Here, the service fired across by Michaela Hansen. Chanticleers go Drudik, and Drudik now with the hot hand. Now that Reese is rotated out of the front row, Drudik with three quick kills. Chance 20, Centurion 16. And Morgan Alexander back in to serve it away. Donovan Trumbull will take on Kearney Catholic in our next match. Alexander, strong serve down the left side, picked up by Wells. Middle attack, termination time for Casey Krolikowski. The leading attacker gets her first kill of the match here for Centura. So that shows you the Centurions have been pretty balanced, hanging in game one, and that's her first kill. Gleason now to serve. Centura trying to scrap back into this one as we get into the home stretch of game one. Short set for Grant in the middle, slaps it across. Centura digs it up, gets a nice pass, but Krolikowski missed it. She was trying to go short side and just got way too much of the side of the volleyball and cut it wide, and it's 21-17 in favor of Ord. And serving it away into the net will be Drudik. So Ord with a couple of service errors here in the last three. And back over to Centura. They're trying to get something going here, but they have not been able to do much from the service line. No one has served more than one from that service line, or at least got 2 points anyway. The serve is across by Krolikowski. Ord goes Carson outside, off the tip, dug out in the back row by Hansen, set to the left side, dropping it into the back row, dug out by Krummel. Alexander ran it down, off-balance attack by Carson, dug out there by Neville, set middle, good look, Centura terminates again. That'll be Roth's fifth kill, leading the Centurions, cutting the lead to 2-21-19. Coach Wendy Alexander off the bench says, let's just go ahead and use a timeout right here. So she will. Timeout on the floor. Each team has one remaining. Opening set of this Lou Platt Conference 4-5 matchup. It's Ord 21, Centura 19.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ord, Dannebrog, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here in game number one, it's Ord 21, Centura 19. And Centura on the serve here. Trying to cut it to one. Overpass by the Chanticleers off the serve of Krolikowski. She now sets middle, and the attack is deep. Had a good look at the middle that time, and Centura missed it. Big error that gives Ord a three-point lead late in this first set. as Reese comes back into the front row and Krummel to serve for the third time in the opening set. That one ate up the back row for Centura. They're going to end up just passing it across here. Free ball, Chanda clears. Alexander short set Reese. Melanie down and good for number seven. Seven kills for Melanie Reese. Time out. Centura 23-19. We'll just go ahead and keep it right here and let you know that the Lou Platte Conference Tournament is continuing. In the first set, Ravenna takes it from Adams Central, 25-19. Again, Adams Central's been playing pretty good. Then all of a sudden, Ravenna takes the opening set from Adams Central, 25-19. That action is going on over at Wood River. Also in the Fort Kearney Conference, we told you that Eustace Farnham, a 26-24 third set win over Pleasanton. And it was in the Loomis-Elwood match. Elwood winning the third set over Loomis 25-14. So they both, Elwood and Eustace Farnham, had to go three sets to advance on. Elwood will play the top seed Overton, and the second seed Elm Creek will take on Eustace Farnham. The other matches have Amherst against SEM and Axtell taking on Wilcox Hildreth. Those matches underway or underway shortly. Now we're back to action here. Ord 2 points away from game one. Krummel serves it across. Centura taps it over with Ross. Ord able to pick it up. Carson blocked. Great dig out of there by Alexander, and Reese passed out of the back row. Chance here for the Centurions. Set middle. Driven across again by Roth. Again dug out by Krummel and rolled that time by Carson. Centura this time sets it to the outside, and this time it'll be driven down the near side by Wells. Alexander, great dig. Set across. Good rally going here at 23-19. Centurions dump it across. One arm save by Krummel, but it ended up going into the net and give the point to Roth and the Centurions. 23-20, Ord. Centura on the serve. It'll be Wells to do it. Emily has not scored off her serve yet tonight. Centura needs it right now. Alexander, short set. Reese is there, and they can't stop her. Melanie Reese most likely having the best set of her year. That is eight kills for Reese, and it is game point for the Lady Chanticleers at 24-20. And to serve it away will be Gittison. Centura three back on serve receive. It'll be picked up there by Dinah. Set right side, blocked by the Chanticleers, and down it goes. In fact, they're going to say it was just into the net, and that is the end of the opening game. So the Chanticleers end up taking game number one here in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament by a score of 25-20. We'll be back with the numbers after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back here at Cope Gymnasium, let's take a look at the first set numbers I had for Centura. Casey Krolikowski, two service points, an ace block, and a kill. Emily Wells, a kill. Maddie Roth had an ace block and six kills. Mariah Neville, ace serve and one kill. Annika Gleason, one service point, one kill. And Madison Myers had two ace serves. 10 kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves. For Ord, Tierra Krummel, three service points. Morgan Alexander, a service point and a kill. Kenzie Drudick, four kills. Jordan Cook, four service points. Cassidy Gittison, one service point, two kills. Melanie Reese, eight kills in the opening set. Kate Grant, two ace blocks and a kill. Andrea Carson had two kills. And Lucy Gevicki had one service point. Ord had 18 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves in the opening set. Take it by a score of 25-20. And we will be back with game two right after this on Classic Hits.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school volleyball. Big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the entire crew at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. Game one, a long one, taking nearly a half an hour to play. 25-20, Ord was the winner. 18 kills, they had to earn it. And Centura now down 1-0 in this best of five. Also earlier tonight, Adams Central dropping the first game to Ravenna by a score of 25-19. Eustis Farnham beat Pleasanton in three at the Fort Kearney Conference, and Elwood beat Loomis in three at the FKC. Action continuing there at Overton and Elm Creek. Wood River St. Paul and here at Kearney Catholic hosting the action tonight. Ord will get to serve it away first to start game number two, and Tierra Krumel lets it fly. Here's Kolakowski setting to the outside. The attack is going to be blocked by Ord's Melanie Reese. It's in. She blocked it off the shoulder of the defender of Centura, and that's what caused it to bounce out of bounds. And Reese with her first ace block to go along with those eight kills. And Ord on top with point number one. Serve floats across there to Hansen. Set back over from the middle. Chanticleer's run it down to the far corner. It was close to being out. Carson on the attack. Up there in the back row by Neville. Set Kolakowski on the left wing. It's driven home. And Centura will get the kill with Myers. That'll be Madison Myers' first kill here of the match. Side out for Centura, 1-1. And Myers now with that ace serve, and it's going to be just deep. So Ord will get it right back. Again, very, very electric serve, but you do have to keep them in. And back to serve it away for Ord will be Giddison. Cassie fires it across. Good pass here. Centura go to Kolakowski on the left wing. Drives it into the back middle. Dug out there by Krumel. Ord gets a swing with Carson. Dug out and dumped over by Kolakowski. Full out diving save by Krumel. Ord has to hustle. They punch it across. Free ball here. Set by Myers. They go right side. Lofted over though by Dinas, and Ord's able to get back into point. Carson tips it. She's blocked up front by Kolakowski. Back to the Chanticleers. Reese on the swing. It's out of bounds. No tip. Centura point. And back into the ball game for Ord. Claire Bredhauer to play back row. And back to serve it away for Centura will be Michaela Hansen. And Hansen fires it down the middle. Krumel gets to Alexander. Works quick. The set was a little off the mark. And it had to be tipped over by Reese. And she is going to be blocked up front by Kolakowski. Reese and the center, Alexander, kind of bumped into each other, and that threw off any momentum that they were going to have there. And Hansen to serve it away, and it is deep and out of bounds. So back over to Ord, 3-3, game one. In for Ord to serve is Jordan Cook. Game one went to Ord, 25-20. More high school football coming your way this Friday, including Kearney Catholic at Chase County on ESPN 1460. Couple good ones again this week. We'll tell you more about it as the tournament moves through the week. Here is Drudick for the Chanticleers with an opposite side kill. She goes cross court and will get her fifth kill of the evening. Ord now at 4-3. They've done good when Jordan Cook's been back there serving. She leads them in points right now with five. But for the most part in that opening game, it was one and done. Cook serve. Slaps it down the middle. To Neville, stays in the back row. Standing spike rolled across there by Wells. Chanticleer set outside. Drudick blocked strongly, but all the way to the back row to Krumel. Then tipped into the block by Alexander. Still on Ord's side. Reese will spin it across. It's up there by Hansen in the middle of the floor. And a standing spike across by Wells. Ord goes again. Here's the middle. Reese up again by Hansen. Centura gets a swing this time. A half swing. Floats it across Wells. Ord goes outside. Drudick. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Drudick kill. Number six. And again, good rally on that point. Cook still back there at the service line. Looking for three in a row now at 5-3 Ord. Game two here on Classic Hits. And the serve. Fires it down the middle, a little flat on the serve receive, and has to be set across there by Gleason. Chanticleers get into motion with Reese, and Reese dunks it down for kill number nine. Melanie Reese gives Ord a 6-3 lead, and we'll get the timeout right here by Centura. Ord won the opener 25-20. They've jumped out 6-3 here in game two on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports. Out of the Centura timeout, it'll be served across by Cook. Back over to the Chanticleers. Drudik blocked. It stays in play. Dug out there by Krumel. Alexander, short set. Reese goes up. Big swing. Dug out by Neville and punched back across. This time they'll try Drudik. She slaps it off her fingertips, and it hits the net and goes over. Kenzie Drudik with her seventh kill. Ord 7, Centura 3. Chanticleers playing really well right now. It's not that Centura's making a lot of mistakes, but they just haven't been able to finish on their side. They're not getting as many quality swings as Ord is right now. And Cook going for five in a row. She takes a long time to serve it. A lot of dribbling, but she's effective. Whatever works. Middle attack. Kolakowski tips it across, and she caught Ord leading the wrong way. Casey with just her second kill. Side out Centurions. Carson back in for Ord, and to serve it away, Annika Gleason here for Centura. And Gleason takes your time from that right corner. Floats it across to the back row to Brett Hauer. Short set. Reese in the middle again. Tries to go spin it to the right side. Krolikowski set back to Casey. Standing from the 10-foot line. Drives it over. Alexander sets outside to Drudik. Over the double block that was a little late getting there. Nice up by the Centurions. And Krolikowski puts it away. Great job by the Centurions to get it up. And then Myers was able to really turn a tough pass into a pretty good set. A great set. Pretty easy one that Krolikowski could put away. 7-5. Gleason serve. Deep middle. Krumel's been handling most of them. Slide it right side. Reese. And she's blocked by Krolikowski. Krolikowski got just enough of a fingertip on it. And it's three in a row by the Centurions. They cut it to 7-6. And I believe that is the first time tonight anybody from Centura has got two in a row at the service line. This one down the left side to Drudik. She had to backpedal to get it. Now a great set. Kenzie on the run. Takes it off the double block and crushes it home. So Drudik now with four kills in this game. Eight in the match. Nine for Reese. For Centura, Roth had six. All in game one. 9-6 Ord here in game two. The Chance took the opener 25-20. And Gevicki in to serve it away here for Coach Alexander. Lucy punches that knuckleball. Almost returned into the net. And they're going to call a double hit. It was a low pass, and Myers on the second hit on that two ball there tried to just go ahead and play it. She could have let it maybe bounce out of the net, but instead 10-6 Chanticleers. Gevicki with the ace. This time she comes even closer down that line. Pulled up there by Dinas. Into the middle, dumped across by Krolikowski. The ball might have been passed out. Now it's a free one above the net. Overpass by Centura. Chanticleers and Alexander. Little joust up there, blocked by Krolikowski. Alexander sets outside Drudik. She's blocked. Ace block. Roth and Wells. And Maddie's going to get credit for her second ace block. 10-7. And once again, the scoreboard incorrect here. They've got it at 9-7. And to serve it away will be Casey Krolikowski, and she serves it into the net. And the score continues to be wrong here. They just gave the point to Centura. The score should be 11-7, and they're trying to figure that out over at the score table right now. In the meantime, Alexander will serve it away. Set to the outside, and the attack is going to be deep and out of bounds by Centura. And they still have the score at 11-7. And Alexander on the serve. Waiting for the volleyball that decided to go out and grab some popcorn. So did the linesman while he was out there. Get a quick hot dog. He runs the ball down and gets it back to Alexander. Serve down the left side. Picked up there by Myers. Centura all of a sudden running into a little bit of a funk here. They pass it across. Ward goes middle. Slapped over by Grant. Picked up Centura. Quick dump back across there by Krolikowski. Ward's ready for it. They go Drudik on the corner attack. It's dug out by Dinas and passed across. Now Krumel, what speed to get to the other end. And Ord somehow got it across. They're out of system. Centura goes quick middle. It's partially blocked up there by Grant. Chana clears outside Drudik. She drives it through the double block. Centura digs it out of their own net and passes it over. What a point we've got going here. Chana clears set outside Drudik, and she's going to be deep. And Centura ends up winning the point. And it is 11-8. We'll go with what the scoreboard says, obviously. 11-8, Ord. They won the opening game 25-20. And back to serve it away is going to be Wells. Centura's been playing catch-up the whole night. As Wells fires it over, Alexander keeps out of the net, and Carson punches it across out of the back row. Krolikowski sets for Centura. Middle attack is going to be blocked and give the block up front again to Kate Grant. That's her third ace block here and makes it 12-8. Chana clears. On the serve will be Kenzie Drudik. Drudik serve safely down the middle. Picked up there by Neville. Set middle. The attack is going to be deep, though, by Myers. They're looking for a tip. There is none. 13-8 Ord. And remember, Centura has already used the timeout, so Coach Feeney is going to go to the bench and bring in a substitution. And it's going to be Mackenzie Gorecki will check into the ball game. 5'10 junior. And Drudik will serve it across. And it's a strong serve that's dumped back into the net by Centura. 14-8. And again, remember, a lot of volleyball still left. This is a best of five. And it's 14-8 Ord. Drudik trying to extend the lead. Ord wants to go up 2-0 here. Centura trying to fight back. They'll take a swing on the left wing. That's Dinas. Rolls off the block. Carson lofts it back over. One arm up by Neville. Set to the outside. This time it's going to be driven over by Gorecki. Ord passes it back quickly on a two ball. Standing spike is going to be wide from Centura. And the troubles now continue, and Coach Feeney has to burn that second time out. So Ord now up 15-8 in game number two. They won the opener 25-20. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
The semifinals and finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament will be tomorrow and Thursday in Wood River, and you'll hear exclusive coverage right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Over at Wood River, Adams Central has taken the second set from Ravenna, 25-20, but Ravenna won the first game, so they're even at a set apiece. The winner will have to turn around and play Wood River. In Wood River, St. Paul, Kearney Catholic, Ord, Centura. You'd have to think any of these five teams, and even if Donovan Trumbull could pull an upset tonight, if they could get past Kearney Catholic, could make some noise. Right now they're doing some adjusting of the lineups at the scores table, making sure the right people are in. Ord won the opener 25-20, and they have now pulled away with an 8-2 run to take a 15-8 lead in the second set over Centura. And to serve it away will be Kenzie Drudick. She's looking for four in a row here. Out of the timeout. Missed pass to the back row and have to be bumped across here by Krolikowski. Free ball for Ord. They'll set middle. Once again, Grant drives it across. Dug up. Centura goes to the outside. Myers takes a half swing. Another good dig by Krummel. Outside, it's going to be Carson. She's blocked. Digs her own block. Alexander back set to the right side, and it is going to be Gittison out of bounds. Just out of bounds with no tip. And it'll be Centura volleyball getting the possession back out of their timeout. And Mariah Neville will go back and serve it away. And the serve across is a strong one. Just picking it up that time is going to be the Chanticleers in. Krummel to the outside. Carson got a big swing but sent it wide. And Centura picks up back-to-back points here. And Neville had an ace serve last set. That's her only other service point right there. Trying to get something going for Centura. Get him back into game two. Short serve. Carson had to come after it. Off the back foot, it is lofted across there by Gittison. Centura goes middle. Here's the attack by Gleason. Picked up by Alexander in the back row. From the 10-foot line, Carson off balance, but got it across. Picked up Krolikowski. Now Centura, they had some miscommunication and ended up not getting the ball back over. And a point for Ord, 16-10. Over at St. Paul, Arcadia Loup City has won the first set 25-12, and Gibbon takes the second set 25-22. And so, just like Adams Central Ravenna, they're even at a game apiece. The winner of that will play St. Paul later tonight. And now we have an out-of-rotation call on Centura. And Ord will get the free point, 17-10. Tierra Krummel on the serve. Short serve this time. Passed off the net. It just flicked over, and there's a defensive point for Centura. And Madison Myers will get credit for that one. Ord got burned by too good of a serve that time. And now Myers will go back and serve it away. Can she control the jump serve? Nope, she's going to go to the conventional serve. Down 17-11. Safely punches it across. Chanticleers go right side, and Gittison will hammer it home. Centura wasn't expecting Cassidy to be the swinger on that one. And she had a wide open look and did not disappoint. 18-11, Chanticleers, and Gittison will go back to serve it away. Gittison, good knuckleball, and how about an ace? No, it's dug out of the net, and Centura passed it back out of bounds. We'll credit that as an ace. 19-11. As Centura took out a little of the padding there on the side of the net. Gittison, strong serve at Krolikowski. Need to get Casey involved here. She'll take the swing to the left side. Off the block, Alexander sets middle. Reese, who had a phenomenal first set, will get her 10th kill right here. 20-11, Chanticleers running away in game two. Centura's already burned their timeout, so Morgan Kasperson will come in for a change of pace. And Gittison will serve. 20-11, Chanticleers. And an ace serve, 21-11. Second ace here on this rotation for Gittison. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, and it's the best three out of five, we'll always bring you the MISCO Sports Postgame Show with all of the final stats and more here on Classic Hits. Serve Gittison. Centura gets outside. Krolikowski takes out a little anger on that one. It's overpass. Free ball tipped down by Dinas. And Brianna will get her first kill. And Centura will get the ball back. Brett Hauer back into the back row for Ord and in to serve for Centura. Hansen, and it looks like a little too much for Centura to get back in this one, but they need to start playing a little bit better like they had been to get ready for the third set. Krummel on serve receive, perfect pass to Alexander, great set, hammered across by Reese, but Centura is able to dig it up and they'll win the point. Getting the kill is Emily Wells, just her second. Nice turnaround there from a great attack by Reese, and Centura played it perfectly, able to get it up and get the point themselves. Serve across to Tierra Krummel. Here is Alexander setting it for Carson. She'll take it over the block. Big dig all the way to the ceiling. Centura taps it across. The Ord's got a chance here. Dumped over by Alexander. Dig is made. Set back to the middle. Krolikowski goes with the dump across. Alexander has to pick it up. Now they'll set it back to Morgan. Off the double block. And Centura digs it out of that and returns it again. Still a long rally going here. Alexander goes middle and races block. Ace block by Krolikowski. Well, looking at the stat sheets, I thought Centura may have inflated their block totals. No, they have not. That's their sixth of the match. Fourth for Krolikowski. And Hansen will serve an ace. They let it go. The Chanticleers let it go, and it hit the back line. And Centura is picking it up here a little bit. 21-15, they've scored four in a row. Still a long way to go, and Ord's going to call their first timeout. So Ord wins game one, 25-20. They were cruising along here in game two, but Centura has made a little run. 21-15, Chanticleer's game two. We'll be right back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. This week, the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament is our focus. Centura has scored four in a row. Three of them off the serve here of Michaela Hansen. She drives it across again. Ord slides it to Melanie Reese, and Reese will finish it with her 11th kill. And Ord will get the ball back, leading it 22-15 in game two. And here comes the leading server of the night for both teams in Jordan Cook, the 5'3 sophomore. Right now just plays this one time in the rotation, serves, and then pops out. But she's done her job from that service line for Coach Wendy Alexander. Drops one right into the middle of the court there. Neville had to stretch for it, set to the outside, driven across by Wells, and Ord has trouble picking it up. So give Wells credit for the well-placed attack. And Centura on the side out. It'll be Annika Gleason. Again, Donovan Trumbull Kearney Catholic next, but that will not get started anywhere close to 7:30. It'll be well after that, and that's if this ends up being a sweep for Ord. Here's Reese floating it across. Centura will run it down, go to the outside. Krolikowski over the double block. Another great dig by Krumel. Again, having a whale of a night. Tapped across by Reese. Centura plays it up. Krolikowski off the block, but it was so strong that it went all the way off the back line and out of bounds. Krolikowski with her fourth kill. A lot of power on that one. And the Chanticleers will sub Carson back in to serve. Andrea in for Cook. And Annika Gleason to serve. Picked up there by Brett Hauer. Set out to Drudik. Drudik powers it through the double block. Down and good. Kenzie with her fifth kill of the game and ninth of the match. 23-17. Ord 2 points away from a 2-0 lead here in the Lou Platt quarterfinals. Lucy Kevicki in to serve. Had an ace the last time she was back there. Goes well off that service line. Does the old triple jump attack. And serves it over. Picked up by Hansen. Set outside. Good swing there by Roth. It's down and good. And Maddie has her first kill of this game after registering six in the opening set. Ord now just trying to survive to the finish line here in game two. And Krolikowski to serve it for Centura, trailing 23-18. And it clipped the net, but got across. Krumel does the knee pad slide to pick it up. Over the left wing, Drudik. Drudik blocked again. Myers and Roth, Maddie with her third ace block. And Centura, who was down 21-11, has made an 8-2 run here, but they're still down 23-19. And Krolikowski on the serve. Safely down the middle, Carson, high pass. Alexander had to run it down. The pass off the mark. Centura wanted a lift. They might have been right on that one. Outside for the Centurions off the tip. It's driven across by Wells. One arm up again. Krumel, free ball set over to Centura. They'll set middle, and it'll be driven across by Roth. Dug out by Brett Howard to the left wing. Drudik floats it deep. It would have been in. They set out, let it go, but it would have been in, it looked like. And it's back over to the Chanticleers. Drudik has to go with the offhand tip, and then it was blocked into the antenna. Point Ord. Drudik with her 10th kill, and it is game point here for the Lady Chanticleers. And Morgan Alexander to serve it away for a 2-0 lead. And the serve very, very short. Overpass as they had to lunge after it. Now Ord trying to get it back. Carson to swing out of the back row. Good enough to finish it. So a crafty little serve. And Andrea Carson with her third kill will give Ord a 2-0 lead here in the Lou Platt Conference quarterfinals, 25-20, 25-19. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9. Here are the unofficial numbers we had in Game 2 for Centura. Brianna Dinas had one kill. Casey Krolikowski, a service point, 3 ace blocks, and 3 kills. Michaela Hansen, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Emily Wells had 2 kills. Maddie Roth had 2 ace blocks and 1 kill. Mariah Neville had a service point. Annika Gleason, 2 service points. And Madison Myers, 2 kills. 9 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve for Centura. For Ord, Tierra Krummel had 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Morgan Alexander had 2 service points. Kenzie Drudick, 3 service points and 6 kills. Jordan Cook had 4 service points. Cassidy Gittison, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had 1 kill. Melanie Reese, an ace block, 3 kills. Kate Grint, an ace block. Andrea Carson, a kill. And Lucy Gevicki had an ace serve. Ord had 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves, taking game 2, 25-19. They're now up 2-0, and we'll be back with the start of the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Centura goes with a jump serve to start game number 3. Ord goes quickly to the middle. Grant on the attack is going to be deep. And Centura has their first lead of the night. 1-0 on Madison Myers' third ace serve. Now she gets that jump serve across to the outside. Carson off the double block. And a couple of hands on it, but nobody can return it. And that'll be kill number 4 for Andrea Carson. Of course, her older sister, Nikki. 4-year player for Ord now at UNO. And Ord 1-1 here in game number 3. Served by Tierra Krummel. That is across and tapped back over quickly by Centura. Alexander sets right side. The attack by Gittison is dug out. Centura goes middle. Krolikowski takes it off the tape. And a double hit called on Ord. Fans were all over that. Krolikowski with her 5th kill. And Centura up 2-1. Back to serve it away for the Centurions is going to be Michaela Hansen. She had a little run to get that late pep going in game 2. Try to get Centura started for game 3, which they are. Carson, back row attack, drives it into the middle. Centura will roll it across there with Krolikowski. Krummel with the up. Alexander, back set, goes to the right angle, and getting the cross-court kill is Gittison. That'll be her 4th. 2-2. 4 Ord, 11 kills for Melanie Reese, 10 for Kenzie Drudick, 4 now for Carson and Gittison for Centura, 7 for Roth, 5 for Krolikowski. And it will be Gittison to serve it away. Serves across, picked up by Neville. Middle attack, Krolikowski up and ball down. 6th kill for Krolikowski. And Centura has a 3-2 lead here in game number 3. Back to serve it away. Will be Gleason. Annika, couple of dribbles of that volleyball and sends it into the far corner. The pass way off the mark, and it's going to end up being an ace. 4-2 Centura as the fans start to roll in for our next match, which will be between Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Gleason with her first ace serve. That's the 6th ace serve now for Centura tonight. A little overpass. Ord gets it to Reese. Reese is able to terminate. didn't look clean, but Melanie will get her 12th kill. And Ord will sub in Jordan Cook. Centura coming in at 12-8. They beat Ord in a three-setter as part of a triangular on their home court earlier in September. Ord trying to avenge that here. The serve by Cook, her first error. It's into the net. Centura 5-3. Elsewhere, Loop City, Arcadia, and Gibbon are playing over at St. Paul. They are even going into their third set. One apiece. Adams Central and Ravenna were 1-1 going into a third set over at St. Paul. FKC will give you some scores in just a little bit. Here's an overpass. Chana clears it in the net. Called on Centura. As Alexander went up to tip it across, and Centura got caught in the net. Point Ord. Again, earlier tonight in the Fort Kearney Conference, the 7-10 play-in games. Eustace Farnham, a 26-24 third set victory over Pleasanton. They're just playing the best two out of three. And Elwood went three to beat Loomis. Now here's that serve from Gebeke. It's going to be good enough to give Centura all kinds of problems, but they do pass it over. Give Hansen credit for tracking it down. On a free ball, Ord goes to the outside, and Trudick will finish. Kenzie with her 11th kill, and we are now tied 5-5 here in game number three. Gebeke to serve. And she will float that one across into the middle. It's picked up there by Hansen. High set right side. Rolling it off that double block as well. Ord picks it up. And they'll go reverse. Grant sets to Alexander, the setter. And Alexander will get a kill. Morgan, her second. Nice set by Kate Grant, the 6-foot sophomore middle blocker. And Ord's up 6-5. And Gebeke continues from that service line. This one picked up again by Hansen. Krolikowski sets middle. The attack driven across by Roth. Close to the net. Tight. It's picked up there by Alexander. Sets it wide to Drudick. Drives it across. Centura can't locate it. And she'll get the kill. A dozen kills for Drudick, matching the team high with Reese. And in all three sets, Ord has got that run from 4-7. And that's where Centura has been playing catch-up from. And Gebeke to serve again. 7-5 Ord, they're up two games to none. Hansen has it to Krolikowski. She overset it. Chanticleers were right there. Picked up on the outside by Cook and driven across for another Chanticleer kill by Kenzie Drudick and another Centura timeout. So time is starting to run out here on the Centurions. Let's see if they can get it turned around. Ord's up two games to none and 8-5 in the third on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Back to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament here on Classic Hits. Ord serving it away, leading at 8-5 in the third. Centura out of the timeout, gets the attack by Myers. Chanticleers dig it out. There is Drudick, but that time it's deep. And the error will give Centura their sixth point. Ord 25-20, 25-19. They lead at 8-6 here. Centura trying to stay in it. Serve is away by Emily Wells. And Wells, strong serve. Great job. Drudick ran into the stands. Might have even banged her knee, but kept it in play. Doesn't matter. Centura ends up winning the point. Maddie Roth with her eighth kill, but made him work for it a little bit. And it is point number seven here for Centura, and Wells picks up her first service point of the match. And the serve into the net this time, 9-7 Ord. From Overton, SEM has taken the first set from Amherst, 25-18 in their quarterfinal. SEM, much improved ball club, under a new coach, state championship coach out of Hardington CC last year, as Morgan Alexander now serves it away, and it goes into the net. So the teams exchange service errors, and Centura will get the ball back here. Mariah Neville to serve it away, trailing 9-8, third set across to Cook. Back set to the right side. There is Drudik. She gets a half across, and Centura can't get her back. That's four kills already here in game number three for Kenzie Drudik. She now has a match-high 14, and Drudik will now go back and serve it away. Drudik fires it down the middle. It's picked up there by Neville, set to the outside. Driving it down the near line is Gleason. Orr digs it out with Alexander and passes it back across. Here comes Centura from off the 10-foot line. Gleason sent it off her back foot and deep. Point, Chanticleer's 11-8. More updates from the FKC. Axtell squeaks out a 25-23 first set win in their quarterfinal game over at Elm Creek. And Drudik serves it away. Centura sets right side. Half swing down to the floor. And it is good for Brianna Dinas. That'll be her second kill. And Centura gets the ball back. At 11-9, they trail. It looks like it'll be Myers' turn to serve. She's going to go with that jump serve. Can she get something going here? Krummel's done a good job handling it. Ord goes middle. Grant with the big swing. Dug out. Gleason on the return. She's blocked. And give the Chanticleers the point. Again, it is Kate Grant with some help from Gittison. Grant with her team-high fourth ace block. Ward has five ace blocks, and Centura has seven so far tonight. Tierra Krummel now to serve for the Chanticleers. That one was a little crooked and ended up just on the line. Centura got the ball up front. Krolikowski's able to tip it, and it hit the floor. Ward didn't think so. Morgan Alexander looked at the official as if to say, pretty sure I got my finger under there, but not the call. And Centura 12-10. And to serve it away is Michaela Hansen. Hansen gets it across to Drudik. Alexander sets outside Carson, and she was wide and hit the antenna and out of bounds. Point Centura. Lead is down to one. Hansen a couple more dribbles and serves it away. Picked up there by Drudik. Here's the set. Alexander is going to go back to the right side. Gittison, and she'll drive it off Gleason's shoulder and get the kill. Cassidy with her fifth kill, and Ord maintains a lead here, 13-11, midway through the third set. The Chanticleers are up 2-0. And the serve right down the middle, picked up there. Neville, Centura passed it into their own net, though, and Ord's up 14-11. Arcadia Loup City has taken game three, 25-14 from Gibbon. They're up 2-1 over at St. Paul. And Adams Central has beaten Ravenna 25-17. They're up 2-1. Best of five in the Lou Platte, best of three in the Fort Kearney Conference. And we are going to have the final timeout for Centura. Ord's up 2-0 and 14-11 in the third set here on Classic Hits.
Are you satisfied with your current Pivot dealer? Are your warranty issues handled efficiently? Does your current Pivot dealer have years of design experience to put the right product in your fields that will save you time and money? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you owe it to yourself to call Stoltenberg Irrigation, your Valley Pivot dealer. Ed can design a Valley Pivot system from start to finish to meet your specific needs. Stoltenberg Irrigation sets the standard for pivot sales and service in Central Nebraska. Need a reference? Ask your neighbor. Stoltenberg Irrigation is
the best dark pivot dealer around.
And welcome back to Cope Coliseum here at Kearney Catholic High School. The 2013 Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament quarterfinals. And Ord serving it away here again with Gittison. Set to the middle, the attack, Krolikowski. Krolikowski drives it down and good. And a side out here for Centura. Casey now getting more involved. She's got four of her eight kills here in this third set. 14-12. And time for Gleason to serve it away. Annika, strong punch at that volleyball. Chanticleers go to Reese. She's been quiet for a while. Overpass Centura. Dig by Carson. Set it back to Andrea on the left side. She drills it into the corner. Up there by Centura. Passed above the net. Into the net. It's going to be Ord Point. Morgan Kasperson had it land right on top of that net where Centura couldn't do anything with it. And give Carson credit for her fifth kill. 15-12, Lady Chance. And Cook back in to serve it away here. Cook down the middle to Neville. Neville sets it, Kasperson in the middle. It's going to be tapped across. Ord, I don't know if they can grab this, and they don't. Looks like the ball put away there by the combination of Kasperson and Roth, and it is 15-13. Don't forget, coming up next, it's more volleyball as Kearney Catholic takes on Donovan Trumbull. Cardinal fans making their way over here to Cope Gymnasium after seeing them at a great football game that we had on Friday night as the Cardinals outlasted Sutton 34-30. And again, this is a very entertaining football game on Friday, and now the Cardinals get Hastings St. Cecilia this week. The attack by Drudick, dug out and scrambling to get it back. Centura does it, 15-13, Ord game three. Chance go middle, Reese off the block, and it's down and good. Melanie Reese, her 13th kill, 16-13, Ord game three. The Chance won the first two, 25-20 and 25-19. The first game was pretty close all the way. Game two, Ord went on a whale of a run to go up 21-11 before Centura at least made it respectful. Here, this has been back and forth, but again, Ord has kept the lead the whole way after falling down 1-0. Gevicki serve. Outside attack. Centura, kill. Roth, number 10 for Maddie. Again, they're picking up a point at a time, but they're just not scoring on their serve, and Ord just scratches off one here and there, and it's enough to get them that 2- and 3-point lead. Centura will try and change that here. On the serve is Emily Wells. Krummel, good pass, Alexander. In the middle, it's Grant, slaps it over, had a little air under it, picked up there by Centura, and they'll fire it back with Myers. Dugout back row, Chana clears quickly up to Drudick. She's blocked up front. Nice block by Roth. Chance dig it, and then they run into each other and won't get the ball back across. Point Centura, it's a one-point game. 16-15, Chana clears have not used a timeout yet. Centura has used both of them. And Wells to serve for a tie here in game three. Wells serve a little deep. They let it go. It's on the line. A serve right on the line. 16-16. We're all knotted up. That was on the Ord side, too. But they couldn't really argue it. It looked very good from our vantage point. And Wells with the third ace of this game for Centura. 16-all. This serve well into Carson. Alexander, short set. They go middle slide into the ball game. Looks like we got a new face for Ord. We'll try and pick that up for you as it's passed across. Chana clears, go back into action. They overset it, and some miscommunication. The ball falls to the floor, and Centura has taken the lead, 17-16. That may be Allie Welniak in the game. And now we have an overturn of the call. I didn't see what the call was. You're going to say Centura was in the net, okay? Centura was in the net at the end of that point, and so Ord will have the lead at 17-16. And to serve it away will be Morgan Alexander. And now they want to make sure the rotation is right. Everybody had moved thinking that the point was Centura's. Now they're double-checking. And Ord's ready to go. Morgan Alexander with the serve. Deep, tying up the back row player. That time in Dynas. And they end up getting it back to Brianna. She'll just tip it across. Chanticleers go right side. Kittison, she's wide on the attack. And Centura gets the ball back. So we're tied at 17. Gleason rotates back in. Checking out will be Roth. And to serve it away is Neville. Two games to none, Ord. But we're tied at 17 in the third. Centura gets that knuckleball serve across to Carson. Alexander sets middle. Dumped across there by our mystery player. And slapped back over by the Centurions. Ord goes to the outside. The attack that time by Kenzie Drudick. Dug out by Centura and passed across by Krolikowski. All the way to the back line for Krummel. Perfect pass to Alexander. Right side attack, Gittison. Off the tip, Krolikowski with the dig. And from the 10-foot line, Gleason just sets it across. A chance here for the Chanticleers. And here comes Drudick, and she'll finish. Drudick with the kill, her 15th. And Ord on top, 18-17. Again, Centura's already used both their timeouts. Kate Grint's going to come back into the ball game. And back to serve it away is going to be Kenzie Drudick. Drudick serve, misplay to the back row. It's an ace. 19-17, Shanna clears. Drudick with her first service ace of the match. Don't forget, whenever it's done, if it's here in 3, 4, or 5, we've got the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us. As Drudik in the far left-hand corner. With that serve, right down the middle of Neville. High set to the outside. Gleason on the attack. Krumel with the dig. From the 10-foot line, Alexander sets it to Carson. She taps it across. It bounced off the tape and across. Centura oversets it. Free ball. Quick swing that time from Gittison. Centura is able to get it back now. Short set. Driven across by Grant. Another good dig that time by Neville. Long rally, and then it's just flatly dumped into the net here. Gleason has really been shy about taking a swing throughout this match. And now she's going to check out, and Gorecki is going to check in. 20-17, Ord, trying to put this one away in straight sets. And the serve across, Centura handles it. They dump it across there. Kolakowski, Ord's ready. Fake the slide, go outside. It's going to be Carson, and in the net again on Centura. Wouldn't have mattered. That ball was going to be down for Andrea Carson as it went off the block and into the crowd. It's 21-17, and the Chants have scored four in a row here. And Drudik tries to put it away in three. Drudik serve. Fires it down the middle. Neville has it. Kolakowski back set very tight to the net, and it's tapped wide. The set was so wide that there wasn't much that Dinas could do with it. And out of bounds. Centura's out of timeout, so they got a sub again. Gleason back in. And Gorecki out. And the junior, Kenzie Drudik, has the Chanticleers 3 points away from the match. 2 points away from the match. There's an ace serve. 23-17. And the air has come out of the tires here for the Centurions. They played catch-up all night. We're tight here in game three. It was 17-all. Now Ord scored six in a row. Another good strong serve. Kolakowski dumps it across from the center position on a two ball. Carson unloads on the left wing. It's out of bounds. Centura will get the ball back. And they have got to go right now with Maddie Myers to serve it away, trailing 23-18. She will not go with the jump serve. Keep it down the middle to Krumel. Pass close to the net. The setup in the middle for Grant. Blocked up there by Kolakowski. Ord runs it down and sends it across, but wide and out of bounds. The error will give Centura point number 19. And Myers will serve, and the Chanticleers will go to the bench. Hannah Heil is going to come in. For defensive purposes, Carson will check out. Get a little more experience in there. Serve it at Krumel. Short set, middle. Grant block, ace block, Kolakowski. Boy, that just looked like Grant was hitting it against a brick wall. Kolakowski had a whole bunch of real estate covered there. 23-20. Kolakowski may be one of the unsung athletes. And Ord is going to call a timeout here, just to make sure that Centura doesn't get on a dangerous roll. Ord is 2 points away from the match, but Centura is trying to stay in it. 23-20, third set. We'll be right back.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball, the Loup Platte Conference Tournament all week long. Doug Duda with you here from Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. In our first quarterfinal in this best of five, Ord is up 2-0 and 23-20 here in the third game. But Centura has scored three in a row. Madison Myers on the serve, trying to keep it going. To Krumel, serve is across. Back set right side off her back foot. Gittison blocked by Kolakowski and pass back out of bounds. They had to really yell to make sure that Wells got out of the way and give another block to Kolakowski, and it's 23-21. Myers serve, Krumel, Alexander, Carson on the left side, and Andrea is blocked, picked up by Drudik, dumped over by Alexander. Dig is made by Myers at the middle of that. It's going to be tapped across Kolakowski. Ord scrambles, slapped over that time by Grant. Chance here for Centura. Set middle, Kolakowski termination. It's a one-point game. Five in a row for Centura. They must have went and found a compressor. I thought the air was out of the tires, but they're filling them back up. 23-22, a chance to tie it. And the serve over to Krumel. Close and tight to the net. Alexander tips it across. But she is in the back row, and she is going to be called for a back row attack, and we are tied at 23. She really had no choice in the matter. And the final timeout will be called here by Ord. Centura up off the mat with six in a row. It's 2-0 Ord, and Centura has scored six in a row to tie it at 23. Both teams are out of timeouts. We'll see if they can complete the comeback right after this.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back at Cope Gymnasium, where we are all knotted up now in the third set. In other action, Adams Central's up 2-1 over Ravenna, and Arcadia Loup City's up 2-1 over Gibbon in play that's going on at our other two sites, Wood River and St. Paul in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Amherst has taken set two from SEM 25-15, so they are even at a game apiece going to set three. Here we're back to action, tied at 23. Service across by Myers. Right side attack, Gittison is blocked. The Chanticleers are able to pick it up to the middle. It's tapped across Gittison. All of a sudden, Ord's getting very tippy right here and non-aggressive. Now Ward to the outside. Carson with the swing off the block. Close to the net, it's dug out. Gleason throws it over. Here's Alexander, sets Grin in the middle. Half swing, down and good. And after all of that, Ord does scratch out a match point, but it's not over yet. Just the second kill for Kate Grint goes along with four ace blocks. And Tierra Krumel, number one in the service rotation for Ord, serves at 24-23. Match point, Krumel. Down the middle, picked up there by Wells. It stays in the back row. Kolakowski standing spike. That gives Ord a chance here. Alexander, short set. Reese blocked up front. Picked up Alexander. They'll set outside Carson. Big swing. Nice dig out there by Neville. And it'll be bumped across by Gleason. But a free ball here for the Chanticleers. Alexander sets. Reese's swing. Dug out beautifully in the back row by Wells. And passed across here by Dynas. Right on the line. Chanticleers will play it to the outside. Carson takes it across on match point. We're still playing. Centura sets middle and into the net on Centura. Tried to get it to Krolikowski in the middle and stepped across the center line to end our match. Well, in both the second and third sets, Centura just got a little too far behind and their late surges were not enough. And Centura will be knocked out of the conference tournament again on opening night. They just haven't been able to get over that hump. But they're getting closer with Allison Feeney continuing to improve this Centura ball club. They'll fall to 12-9. Ord will improve to 14-9. The Chanticleers will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits in Wood River. Most likely against Wood River, they are the top seed. Adams Central currently playing Ravenna. Then they'll play Wood River. And whoever comes out of that place tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Coming up, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. All the final stats. Stay with us.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
During harvest, there are some things you just don't want to hear, like this. That's the sound of a farm tire in trouble. And that's when you, your certified Firestone farm tire dealer for help. They'll right out to your field and your tire to have you back up and running in no time. So when you hear this, just your certified Firestone farm tire dealer.
CPI, Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to take care of you. You can call them at their Ord storefront location, or, of course, the students and athletes see them all the time in their schools. See them before the games begin because you've got a great selection to choose from at Misco Sports, downtown Ord, serving Nebraska schools and athletes for decades. Well, Ord in a hard-fought straight-set victory over Centura. Let's take a look at the numbers from the opening, from the third set here for Centura. Brianna Dinas had a kill. Casey Krolikowski had five kills and two ace blocks. Michaela Hansen had a service point. Emily Wells, three service points. One was an ace. Maddie Roth had three kills. An ace serve for Annika Gleason, and Madison Myers had four service points. One was an ace. Overall, I had Centura for nine kills, two ace blocks, and three ace serves in the third set. For Ord, Tierra Krummel had a service point. Morgan Alexander had a kill. Kenzie Drudick had six service points. Two of them were aces. She had five kills. Cassidy Gittison had a service point and two kills. Melanie Reese had two kills. Kate Grant had an ace block and a kill. Andrea Carson had three kills in that game. And Lucy Gevicki had four service points. Overall, Ord had 14 kills. They picked up one ace block in that third set, and they're also able to register two ace serves as the Chanticleers win it 25-23 and win it in straight sets. We'll be back with more right after this on the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at the overall final numbers of our conference quarterfinal. For Centura, I had Brianna Dinas with two kills, Casey Krolikowski, three service points, a match-high six ace blocks, and she also had nine kills. Michaela Hansen, five service points, one was an ace. Emily Wells, three service points, one was an ace, three kills. Maddie Roth had three ace blocks and 10 kills. Mariah Neville, two service points, one was an ace, one kill. Annika Gleason had four service points, one was an ace, and one kill. And Madison Myers, seven service points, which led the team, three of them aces, and two kills. Overall, for Centura, I had them for 28 kills, nine ace blocks. That's the strength of this Centura team. And they had seven ace serves, but Centura now falls to 12-9 on the season. And unfortunately, in the conference tournament, you get beat out tonight, and you're done for the rest of the week. So up next for Centura, they will have a duel with Ravenna coming up on Tuesday the 22nd. That is at their place, that duel with Ravenna. Then they're in the Wood River Invitational. They still go to Donovan for a triangular with the Cardinals and Arcadia Loop City, and then they finish off the season at Broken Bow. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, Tierra Krummel had six service points. One of them was an ace. Morgan Alexander had three service points, two kills. Kenzie Drudick had nine service points, two of them aces. She had a match-high 15 kills. Jordan Cook had eight service points. Cassidy Gittison, five service points, two of them aces, five kills. Melanie Reese had an ace block and 13 kills. Nine of those came in the opening game, or eight of those came in the opening game. Kate Grant had a team-high four ace blocks, two kills. Andrea Carson, six kills. And Lucy Kevicki had six service points. One was an ace. Ord was very effective controlling the net tonight offensively. Centura was there defensively. But overall, 43 kills for the Lady Chanticleers. I had them for five ace blocks and six ace serves. Ord's now 14-9 with a 25-20, 25-19, 25-23 win over Centura. They'll play tomorrow night in the semifinals at 6 o'clock. Coming out of the conference tournament, Ord has a game with Minden next Monday night in Ord. That'll be a huge matchup. And then they finish the season on the 29th in Ravenna with a triangular against the Jays and Gibbon. Again, checking some of the other volleyball scores from around the area tonight. Axtell trying to finish up with Wilcox Hildreth. They won the first game 25-23. They're leading the second game. And then Overton will be taking on Elwood, who beat Loomis in three sets tonight. Also, Eustace Farnham, three sets to beat Pleasanton. And they will be taking on Elm Creek. Amherst and SEM are going to a third and final set there. Also, at last check, Adams Central was up 2-1 over Ravenna, and Loop City Arcadia was up 2-1 over Gibbon. We'll take a short break, about 10 minutes. Get you ready for Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull. Keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, from their storefront location in downtown Ord, taking care of all of the schools, not only Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference, but every school that your son or daughter competes at. They take care of that at Misco Sports, downtown Ord. Well, Gibbon has just taken set four from Arcadia Loop City, so they're in a fifth set there, and Axtell has swept Wilcox Hildreth to head to the FKC quarterfinals. For Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Keep it here. Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull just 10 minutes away.